Attorneys have responded to the state of Alaska's proposed plan to address a state Supreme Court order to improve translation of voting materials into native languages before the November 4th election. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
In a 30-page document, attorneys with the Native American Rights Fund representing Yupik and Gwich'in Alaska Native voters asked for five main changes before Election Day. NARF attorney Natalie Landreth says the most important request is that the state have bilingual help for Native language voters in every community where it's needed.
You have to have a bilingual person in place in each village in advance of the election and on Election Day. That's number one. Number two, you have to have written translations in Yupik of the ballot measures, the pro and con statements, the neutral summaries, and then complicated pre-election information like what early voting is, how to get registered.
The state has now offered the changes after a decision by a federal judge, Sharon Gleason, that the voter information brochures were inadequate under the Voting Rights Act. The state's proposal does not call for one bilingual person to be in each community where voters need help. The state does address additional written translations in their proposed plan. In the plaintiff's response brief filed Wednesday, Landreth says the state must address dialect differences and get the word out about services.
Sometimes there can be one concept that has two different words in different parts of the Delta. We need to ensure that all those written materials are reviewed and adjusted for dialectical differences if there are any. Four, we're asking for posters. People need to know that this information is available. Before Election Day, they need to be told that all this information is available and given the name of a person and a place where they can go get this information.
The state addresses dialects in their proposal, but suggests they would only confer with the plaintiff communities of Togiak and Hooper Bay. It's estimated that there are between 8 and 10,000 limited English proficient Yupik language voters and somewhere between 500 and 1,000 Gwich'in language voters in southwest and interior Alaska. Judge Gleason is expected to issue an order telling the state what they need to do soon. She has not yet ruled on whether the state intentionally violated voters' rights on the basis of race and color. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.